Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back for episode 20 of 615 Guys.
The big 2-0.
The number one podcast recorded on a ping pong table. We got all the guys here today. I'm Jackson. We got Sean.
What's going on?
We got Connor.
What up?
We got Denton Dotson.
Hello, everyone.
This is a very, very special edition of 615 Guys. Not only is it our 20th episode, so we have hit 2 decades worth of episodes.
Yep.
It's a Christmas special.
The Christmas edition. Merry Christmas to you all.
About 2 days out.
Which is why we...
No. This is going to be on Christmas.
Yeah, this will be released on Christmas. This will be released on Christmas. We'll
which is why our intro song for this episode was a Christmas themed rather than our usual
beat.
Well,
we can have both, right? No? Because we got to have the signature for number 20.
It's a long intro, though.
I'll see if I can like go in and add bells and stuff to it. That'd be hard. It's our regular beat, but it's like Christmas bells. But yeah, just like we promised.
We did promise. We said Christmas we are episode. Back. We said we were back, and we said we are better than ever.
Yeah.
And we are guaranteeing you an episode on Christmas. And what are we doing right now? You're listening to an episode.
Sean,
on Christmas.
What happened to your thumb?
Oh, curse struck me again.
But, again?
Curse has struck you hard. You might be taking enough for the both of us, I'm hoping.
The story isn't too interesting. I walked outside, you see, coyote attacking my dog. And I had to go break
it off.
So. That was a good story.
Yeah. So what happened?
But actually, I was in soccer practice. The ball got like shot in my hand, jammed my thumb.
Were you playing goalie or just standing there and kick it right at you?
Yeah.
You do know you're not supposed to hit it with your hands.
Use your feet and talk.
Insult the injury. Yeah, it was a handball. Is that what it's called?
But it was like not, like it was accidental, so it didn't matter.
It's not a foul?
No, not a foul.
Was it a game or practice?
Practice.
Oh, so let's say in a game, though.
Let's say somebody kicks the ball.
A handball?
Handball.
Yeah. But, like, let's say I kick the ball and it just like grazes your hand, but you didn't even move your hand. Like you.
Well, let's see. Well, it's if the hand is off the body, it's a handball. But let's say it's like on your body.
Okay.
I saw a soccer highlight last night on Instagram. It was like 1,000 IQ play. The goalie has the ball, and someone from the other team's like this far away, so he just tosses it to him, and then the dude, not thinking, just catches it as a handball.
Going back to the promises, I just thought about this. We promised to have a episode out on New Year's Day.
We didn't, but
We're doing that. I'm making the promise right now.
All
right. Well, we got a few days.
Yeah.
We can probably get. Do you think we can get one out before New Year's Day and New Year's Day?
Well, so our plan.
That's only like 7 days.
But I'm not going to Wisconsin anymore, so we do have more time to record.
There we go.
Okay. So our original plan this past week, we had baseball 3 days in the morning, and every single day we were going to come in after baseball and record. But we've only done that today, so maybe we can do that next week. Actually, after every day of baseball, come in and record, give y'all some good episodes.
We should probably record right after Christmas, maybe the day after. I don't know what y'all are up to, but
day or two or something.
We could like do a little Christmas special what we got on Christmas.
Christmas review.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Okay, that's
do overrated, underrated gifts.
Yeah, overrated, underrated.
Who got the best gift?
Yeah. Yeah, we are in the studio recording. This has probably been the least gap in between episodes.
I think ever in a while.
we usually had one like released every week, but then every week turned into every 2 weeks, and then every 2 weeks turned into every 3 weeks, and then it just kind of gradually got worse. But now we're condensing it back into
hopefully
we're back on the grind.
Yeah, like we said, we're back. Like Cam Newton said, but we're actually gonna be back. Yeah, we're not gonna be like Cam Newton, and then the very next week
get benched.
Yeah.
We hope not. If we are, you know, we can just use that as our excuse. We're Cam Newton inspired.
We should get Cam Newton on the pod.
Well, yeah.
He's got a lot of free time. Or he's about to. He's about to get cut again.
Yeah. Well, their season's about to be over, too. Football season's
That's crazy.
Down.
It has flown by.
It has. It
really has.
Like, I feel like just yesterday I was watching, right after our softball tournament, watching Alabama-Miami. At Mercedes-Benz.
Nobody cares about that, by the way.
All right, crushing. That was the debut of Bryce Young's high
school
season.
Really cool stuff.
But they do care about the softball tournament, which we did pretty good against some old people.
Not okay.
Older people.
Besides Fuller almost dying.
Yeah,
that was a very fun day.
He wanted to be the guest for this episode, but he is in a different city than us.
Yeah, not state.
Close to Knoxville.
Old Bristol.
Mm-hmm.
They got the little speedway there. They got
right? Oh, yeah.
Didn't y'all play a football game there before?
We did. It was actually the biggest college football game ever.
In Virginia Tech? Against Virginia Tech?
Yeah, y'all wouldn't know about that because, you know, y'all aren't as cool as us.
Joe, did you go to that game?
No, my dad did.
The closest seats were like half a mile away.
Yeah, they were.
It was like $1 million, and you had a racetrack in between your seats and the field.
I'll tell you, though, a good Tennessee game that I just went to, Tennessee versus Arizona. Basketball. Number six, Arizona, too, undefeated.
Yeah, everyone was at that game.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people there, but there
were the whole Lebanon basketball team was there just because they were playing a tournament there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
There would have been more people there, like Tennessee fans, if it wasn't around Christmas time. But it was loud, and it was awesome.
Yeah, look, Pat
Fulkerson.
That was a big win for y'all. That was a big win for y'all. Y'all needed that.
Folky was being soft early, like getting. I mean, yeah, well, he drew 13 fouls, but
he's
still,
old. He's a 12th year senior. He's getting old.
He's 24 years old. He's playing against like some 18-year-olds.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, the fact that some of these kids just graduated high school last year and he's like in his 20s.
Yeah,
mid 20s is ridiculous.
That dude old.
Yeah,
it was like LSU's punter. The year they won the Natty, he was 32.
Are you serious?
What?
Yeah, because you get 4 years of eligibility. So like, if
32,
you
there's no.
If you never went to college, I mean, you could be 50 and then go to college. If you haven't used any years of eligibility, you could play college football.
So like, let's say you didn't go to college right out of high school.
Right, he was from Australia.
Holy.
So he had never gone to college and he moved here, went to LSU. He was 32.
Well, if that was the case, any, I guess, smart person would like spend their like first couple years outside of high school just training their butt off and like becoming
this huge
beast.
I mean, but is that really worth
it? Well, playing college football is probably going to train you better than you training on your own.
Yeah, honestly.
Well, then why do you see people like get out of their bowl game?
Because they don't want to get hurt.
Well, I guess if
they're
you're
not doing it to train, yeah,
is it really worth it to not go to college and train to go to college?
That's a good point. Doesn't make sense. Yeah, I'm gonna not study for my test so I can practice for my test. That's basically that logic.
I feel like people, like if you go on a gap year, it's just hard to get back into the swing of things.
Well,
like,
I don't know. Jamar Chase did it, and you know,
worked out pretty well for him.
Made his first Pro Bowl.
No, I'm talking about like after high school, take a year off or two, and then going to college.
Well, yeah, but I mean, after the summer, I've forgotten everything. So, I mean, it would just be the same concept.
Yeah, but you're, like, mentally not in it anymore.
Well, I haven't been mentally in it since, like, eighth grade year.
It's so weird how whenever you come back from summer and you write your name on a paper and it feels
hurts.
So
yeah, it
weird.
Yeah, it does feel weird. You like, can't hold the pencil.
Yeah.
The handwriting's just awful.
Yeah, it is really bad. And then, like, the second week of school, it's randomly, like, the best it'll be the entire year and then goes back to whatever it usually is.
All right, so let's see.
Oh, there's a spider behind. There's a spider behind.
What?
Where? Whoa!
Granddaddy Longleg, it's crawling even with your chair.
Where? With me?
It's right behind you.
Oh!
It's literally, it's going down.
Yeah, there's a spider on set. Fellas, tuned in. This is our newest guest.
Don't let it sit there. Kill it.
With what?
Be nice.
It's going right.
I gotta kill it.
With the.
See, this is good content. All right, I'm going to update you. Okay, Jackson goes. He has the tape. Oh, first hit. He misses.
Oh, he's running away.
That's a good hit.
Right there.
Jackson v. Spider. Oh, he lands a solid hit. Oh, spider's evading. And Jackson with the pummeling blows. And we have a first round knockout. Jackson Lee takes out Granddaddy Long Legs and improve his boxing record to 1-0. Take us to the fight, Jackson.
Okay, go ahead.
Honestly, you know, I saw him scurrying around. You know, I took the first hit and
Unlike the Terry match, you actually finished this one off.
Yeah, you know, I had to finish what I started, and I did just that. So Spider-Man is dead.
I'm proud of you. Go ahead, Connor.
All right, I'll tell you whose record's gotten better in the boxing world.
He has a face
Jake
boxer.
Paul.
He has a face to boxer.
You got to respect him at this point. I'm with you. I did not respect him at first. I thought he was a coward. But I think he's actually legit now.
Dude, okay. Did you see the knockout? Like, he hit the piss out.
Okay, but I saw these, like, TikToks where he was like,
that's not,
is that real?
That's everything.
People move their hands in certain
ways. I feel like that's
ways.
Just people, like, trying to, like.
It's not fake, but I would like to see him face a boxer.
He was planning on going to.
He was facing, like, a Love Island guy. I don't want him facing a pretty boy that sometimes boxes. I want him to face, like a mid-level actual boxer.
Woodley only had like 2 weeks to prepare, too.
But nothing was worse than the Askren.
The knockout was clean, though, I'll admit.
Yeah.
The knockout was nice.
Yeah, it was. It was nice. Yeah, Ben Askren was terrible.
Yeah, that was the worst fight ever. Worst $60 I've ever spent.
You could tell he didn't prepare at all.
Yeah, yeah.
And he didn't care afterwards.
He was just there for
he
the money.
He was just like, I just got my bag.
He was just there for the money, yeah.
Woodley, you could tell, at least, like, cared. But he's an MMA guy, not a boxer.
There was a lot of, like, wrapping up, though, too, which was annoying to watch.
Yeah. I didn't get to watch this past fight. But, of course, I did see the knockout.
Yeah, I literally didn't see anything but the knockout.
You could just hear it.
And all the sweat that just came off it made it so much better.
He literally went into, like, a dying position. Like, he fell to the to the ground like he was dead.
Yeah, he was KO'd.
Like, we all just sat there, and we just, with our mouths just wide open, just, like, we had no idea what just happened.
Like, was the fight interesting besides that?
Yeah, it was close.
Like, no, it was close. It was back and forth.
It was close, but nothing happened. They kept, like, hugging each other the entire time. It was awful. Up until that point, I was really, really mad at that fight. Like, it was pretty similar to the Paul Mayweather fight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, they just hugged each other the entire time.
Yeah. That...
Like, the ref was just, like, getting annoyed. He was like, are we going to fight or are we going
to
hug?
Yeah, that's what he said.
I'm interested to see who Jake tries to fight next.
He said he's fighting anybody.
Because what's going to happen is it's going to end up being, rather than him facing a mediocre boxer and working his way up, his first boxing fight's going to be against, like, Tyson Fury. And it's going to be like, well, I don't know if that's how you should do it.
No, he's going to keep on going like MMA people.
Well, I just want him to fight just a mediocre boxer.
I agree with that, but...
Just to see. I mean, if he dominates that guy, sure.
It's just going to be the fact of... I feel like if he did that,
the most money.
Yeah, if he did that, it wouldn't bring in as much money as him facing
but
somebody.
What he needs to do is he needs to just go ahead and do that fight. He's already rich. Don't do this fight for the money. He doesn't need the money. He should just do this fight because once he beats a real boxer, then
But how many fighters are out there that are just boxers?
I'm sure there
quite
are
a few, probably. Yeah,
that are like as good as he is. I think he's pretty good.
I mean. We don't know. We don't know if mediocre boxers.
But like, that's why you got to. You got to like.
But MMA, that's fighting.
You have to establish.
It's not boxing. You're still fighting and punching and all that.
But
stuff.
it's completely different.
Like, you have to establish yourself.
You saw how Woodley tried to use his MMA moves on Paul early in that fight.
Oh yeah, Woodley like threw him to the ground, like accidentally. You know,
because it's like it's wrestling versus just punches.
Do you think he would ever go into an octagon?
No way. No boxers ever do that. You look at Mayweather-McGregor.
Logan Paul said he would.
Well, maybe Paul. I don't know. But I guess both their last names.
Yeah, Logan.
Maybe Logan. I haven't
heard that from Jake.
The boxers never do it because they know it's completely different. But the MMA UFC guys are like, well, I do punch in my sport, so I can probably box. To where boxers are like, heck no, I'm not going to go do that.
Oh, did you hear about Le'Veon Bell? He retired and is becoming a boxer.
He actually signed with the Tampa Bay.
He signed with the Bucks
like 3 days ago. But
what?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he did.
Maybe 2 days ago.
It was right after
he challenged Jake Paul to a fight, but he signed a contract. It was the stupidest thing ever. His exact words were, "Jake Paul needs to stop fighting people who aren't boxers. Fight me instead." Like, oh, okay, yeah, Le'Veon. That's probably exactly what he's going to do.
So Le'Veon is still playing football.
Correct. Yeah, he signed a contract 2 days ago.
I've read that wrong.
Did you watch any of the Frank Gore fight?
I saw the highlights. He got thrown out of the ring. Frank Gore got destroyed.
It's the fact there's an NBA player.
Manhandled.
Like, wasn't Deron Williams? Is that how you say his first name?
I don't know who
Deron
it is.
Williams? I don't even know. Something Williams.
Yeah,
he got mad.
He threw him. Like, through the ropes, out of the ring. It was funny. It was like WWE. But, yeah, I'm sure there's some decent boxers that would fight Jake Paul. He could do a fight that's not about money just to get his reputation up more.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you have to establish yourself at a certain level.
I feel like there'd be plenty of MMA fighters that would fight him right now if it weren't for Dana White.
Yeah.
Because he's got... them under like a heavy lockdown with their contract and stuff.
Yeah. That's what Jake
said. Crazy.
Said.
Like, that's why he can't fight half those guys because until their contract's up with UFC.
Yeah, he needs to stop fighting MMA guys because clearly they're not boxers. Because boxing, you got to be patient. MMA, it's just attack, 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 attack.
Who's Logan's next matchup, you think?
I don't know.
Has he announced anything? Or
he did already.
I didn't even know he still fought.
I think Logan's done fighting.
Yeah.
Like, big fights like Jake is. He'll probably try to do lower ones, like get in the octagon.
Like, see, like Jake, like UFC. Quit everything, like YouTube, just to fight. Oh, yeah. Like Logan, he won't do that.
Well, no, Logan, I don't know if he does it either.
Well, I mean, he might not do YouTube, but he still has that podcast.
He already fought Mayweather, so I mean, you're not getting bigger than that.
That's what I'm saying. Didn't he move to Costa Rica or something like that?
No, he did. Puerto Rico.
Yeah. I knew he moved somewhere like way down there.
I don't know if he still lives there or not.
No, he does.
I don't keep up with him. He's got a podcast.
Yeah.
Ours is better, but he has one.
The Island Boys got on their podcast.
And then walked out.
Days ago. And got, yeah.
Did you hear that?
No.
Do you know who the Island Boys are?
No.
You have no idea. You don't know who the Island Boys are?
I'm an Island Boy. No.
You really
haven't heard that.
The dudes with like the...
Like antennas?
No. No, I don't.
Well,
so do you have TikTok?
Yes.
Did you get on TikTok
ever?
No.
On their Island Boys.
I mean, they'll like have like concerts and literally get booed off the stage.
Yeah, it's funny. And then they got on Impulsive.
They went to the fight. Actually, the Paul fight, and they got stuff thrown at them, like, by the fans.
So it's, like, a meme to, like, hate them?
Oh, well, they think they are, like, the best singer since, like, Beyonce. But...
So, they were on Impulsive, like, last week, and George, one of the co-hosts, was like, so, if this doesn't work out, what are your plans on doing?
Okay, I think I might know. The people who looks like NLE Choppa?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
So George was like, what are you going to do if this doesn't work out? And they're like, what are you talking about? This is going to work out. It's going to work out? What are you talking about? Are you saying we're bad or something?
Yeah, and they really got so upset. And
Fly Soulja.
They literally walked out.
Kodiak Red.
Literally got pissed at George. And
just for
like,
asking a simple question.
Yeah, like, they were like, you want to go? We can fly right here. And yeah, it was stupid.
I mean, they're just doing that for attention.
Maybe.
I mean, but they really do seem like stupid enough.
Yeah, no, they're idiots.
Like, if you see, like, their TikTok videos, they're like...
Oh, my God. It just makes me want to throw my phone through a wall.
Yeah.
I'm going through an article on them on TMZ.
About them walking out, or...
Where's the freestyle? I'm still trying to find it. Here's them.
Hey, I'm going to just island boy. I'm gonna get you
white wine. It's so bad.
Really creative words. It said, I'm an island boy 4 times before he went in. And then he said words that weren't words.
What does that even mean? Island boy.
Oh, yeah. When are we going to make a song, guys? I think we should write and produce a Christmas song.
Yeah, ooh. Who's going to
Christmas rap?
Who wants a freestyle for us?
Almost just cramped, fellas. Almost just cramped. That was a close one.
You do this
one.
Every
that was, I've done it one episode, but that was a close one.
We were like in our outro the last time. We were like, it's been real, guys.
Yeah, I was like, God, crap. Ooh, I almost just caught one. I almost kicked your dog in the face. That was really bad. Oh, man. Yeah, there's a dog under our table right
now. Yeah, usually we have to put him upstairs, but
he's been pretty calm today.
Yeah.
He hasn't really moved the muscle.
Yeah, whew, that was a scary one. But anyway, maybe I'll fight Jake Paul next, since I'm not a boxer, and that's clearly the only people he'll fight. And then it'll prove it, because I don't know.
We get Denton in the ring.
Yeah, he needs to try to box you. Someone his size, too.
Do you think you could knock somebody out?
A boxer?
No. Like, let's say somebody, like, they're not even throwing punches back. You just have to punch them.
I don't know. I've thought about that, because it's like...
Do you physically
like,
think you
could
knock somebody out?
Yes.
Do you think you could knock somebody out?
If you get the right torque and everything, you could knock
somebody out. No, okay. With training, yes.
Like, repeated punches or just one single punch?
One single punch.
One single punch.
I'll give you... No. I'll give you... I'll give you five punches.
One?
I think I could do it in three.
You think you could knock somebody out?
If he stood up there, I don't know, dude.
Like, imagine how many
you hit him right there.
Imagine how many punches like boxers take.
And they're significantly harder than what we punch.
Yeah, I don't think.
Yeah, but it only takes one. You saw that with Jake Paul. And he can punch way harder than us.
If you got that good hip shoulder separation, you could probably do it.
I don't think any of us could.
I don't think any of us could.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you think
it helps being longer? You know, like arms, you know, legs, everything like that.
Okay. I don't know. I'd have to do one of those punch things where it tells you how hard you hit it.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to
try those.
I'm sure there's probably a set number that's like, this is the average hit power that would knock someone out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really depends on where you hit them, too.
Let's look it up. Let's look up how much force it takes to knock somebody out.
All right, I'll look it up, too, see what we can find. Sean Connery, y'all add some interesting audio while we look this up.
What's the elevator music?
Do the Jeopardy music.
I can like just put in like elevator music. Right,
you should.
Yeah.
How much force does it take to knock
someone? I mean, what is like force even? Out? What is it like measured in?
Mr. Malcolm would be disappointed. Case. Newtons. It's measured in newtons. The answer is between 144 pounds to 186 pounds of force to knock someone out.
Give us some like things to like measure it with, I guess. Like what other things are.
I don't know. I probably couldn't do it, honestly.
A blow to the head that has a spin rate of 43,000 RPMs in just 1 second has a 25% chance of knocking someone out.
But if you did it multiple times, it'd be...
Well, we're talking about One Punch, like that anime.
One Punch!
Any of y'all know One Punch Man?
No idea.
Nope.
Never heard of it.
Fake fans.
Anyways, I did not understand a word you just said.
Yeah, I didn't either, and I was the one reading it.
So this thing says, according to my calculations, now how accurate these calculations are, I don't know. The minimum force required to knock someone out is very low and may surprise a lot of readers. If a completely untrained person is punched accurately on the point of the chin with a bare knuckle punch, then a force as low as 5 PSI, I don't know what that stands for, can potentially cause a concussion.
That's pressure.
Concussion or like knockout?
You said under the chin?
That makes sense.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whiplash? If you punch him in the temple.
Dude, yeah, I feel like the temple would be like where
go
it's
for
at.
The nose, though.
I'm doing that right now.
If you're actually fighting, go for the nose.
Now, why are...
That's just mean.
How you did
it. The rest of these questions are about dogs getting knocked out. I'm not going to knock you out, Coco.
I'm watching a YouTube video called How to Knock Someone Out.
Apparently, it's impossible to knock somebody out with a karate chop to the neck.
Yeah, you just kill them.
I heard, like, when you're fighting someone, like, if you're actually in a fight, you go for the throat.
If you're going for the kill shot, maybe.
I've heard
well, if you're getting attacked by someone, you go for the throat.
Nose is probably a good strategy, because that just hurts.
Yeah, it hurts. Your eyes will start, like, watering, and you, like, have to bleed. Yeah.
Well, I would just use my fire style. And then... And then I just didn't know. I just wanted a simple answer on here, and it's just giving me all these.
That was funny.
It's a complex answer you gotta get. What do y'all, you guys?
Apparently, this says it's really difficult to knock somebody out with your bare hand.
What about, like, gloves?
Yeah, is it easier with gloves or no?
Let's see.
I feel like it would be harder. Yeah.
Pro boxing gloves are usually 8 ounces and don't do much to protect the head.
It's padding.
But they're mostly to protect the hands.
It makes it harder to hit harder.
And aren't they, like, weighted?
Yeah,
8 ounces. That makes a big difference between bare knuckle and 8 ounces on your hands.
Yeah. That's like holding 2 baseballs in your hand.
All right, y'all good on that?
I never really found an answer.
There wasn't, like, a specific answer on how much force it actually... Yeah.
Didn't you want to be the test dummy?
No, I'm actually okay. We can bring in Jody for that one. that's the next Jody special. Who can knock out Jody?
What are y'all doing for Christmas this year?
Well, we usually go to my grandma's house on Christmas Eve, but they didn't want to do it this year, so I don't know.
COVID?
Yeah.
That was last year for us, my family. Not everybody came over because of COVID. Sucks.
My grandma's coming in town. Jeez. Christmas Day. Tomorrow, just go to church tomorrow night and have a nice dinner.
Sean, what do you do for Christmas?
Well, gonna wake up Christmas morning. Not usually around like 5 a.m. Nothing
on Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve.
He's gonna sleep all through Christmas Eve.
I'm about to just watch Best Knockouts.
But my dad's making a good dinner. I think it's like prime rib, so that'll be good.
That does sound good.
A couple days after, I think my sister's boyfriend's going to come over, so that'll be nice.
Old Mark.
Yeah.
Shout out Mark.
Some of these punches don't even look hard. One's like, that one is a hard punch.
Okay, I got a question about Christmas. That kind of goes into overrated, underrated.
Okay.
Overrated, underrated Christmas lights.
Like?
Like going to see Christmas lights.
That's so overrated.
Just depends on how long you wait for it.
Yeah, it's not worth the wait. Honestly, if you want to see Christmas lights, just go to neighborhoods.
Yeah, what's the neighborhood that's like right across from the road that I don't think it's right across, but you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the big house. Yeah, some of those houses are stupid with their Christmas lights.
Like, I would just go look at that.
Yeah, like on Christmas, like, right down the road. Just drive around neighborhoods.
But like me and Connor sat in line for Christmas lights. How long was it?
We sat in line for 2 hours.
God, that's just not worth it.
But the thing took like 20 minutes. So at least it was 20 minutes worth of lights. But it was 2 hours worth of waiting, which was...
Yeah, no, I mean, I could turn my lights on in my room and see some lights.
No. We went on the same night. Just you went a little earlier, I think.
Yeah, you might be right. I got there at like 7.
Yeah, we got there at like 8 something.
No, the lights are cool because they like correspond with the music that you have in your car.
Yeah, it was cool lights, but I didn't like waiting for, you know...
Years.
2 hours before.
Who'd you go with?
Reese.
Yeah, me.
Did y'all go with Allie and Maddie?
Yeah. So we had like a full car, so we were just talking and all that stuff, so it was good.
Yeah, well, I was trying to get to basketball eventually, so I was scared I was going to miss it. But I didn't. But it did take forever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it's cool for those 20 minutes because it is cool lights.
I don't see a 2 hour wait being worth it, though.
Yeah, it wasn't. No, but it was still cool. Those 20 minutes are still a cool 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like a Disneyland ride. You know, a 4 hour wait, you know, it's not really worth it, but it's a cool 10 minutes.
If you go to Disney World, like, you have to get a fast pass.
Yeah.
I can't.
It's not even 10 minutes.
When we went in the eighth grade, we showed up like as soon as it opened. So it was the first time ever at Disney World. We rode the same ride like 6 times in a row because there's no one there yet. Yeah. It was awesome.
Which ride was it?
I don't remember which park we were at.
I haven't been to Disney World in so long. Universal.
I think it was Epcot the last day that we were there. I don't remember.
Golf ball.
I remember that. I don't remember what ride it was, but it was some mountain thing. But it wasn't Space Mountain or anything.
Oh. Space Mountain's good.
Yeah. Epcot's really cool because they got all that different food options and, like, you know how they have different countries and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was some mountainside themed ride. I don't remember what it was, but yeah, we were at like 5 times.
Oh, was it at the Animal Kingdom?
I don't remember which park we were at.
I know what you're talking about. Did it have like a big snow gorilla or something like that? Snow something?
I think I know what you're talking about, but I don't.
Like a Yeti?
So. Yeah, Yeti.
Not the cooler. Coolest one to wait in.
Yeah,
because they have all the cool stuff on the inside.
You have to wear your mask though, like.
I went pre-COVID.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why, like, whenever...
That wouldn't be too bad wearing a mask. Like,
yeah, but it's hot. Yeah. Like, if you go in, like, the summer, like, I guess. Sucks.
Sean, you ever been to Disney World?
Yeah, like, a long, long time ago.
I went when I was, like, three, and then I went again eighth grade year.
Yeah, I want to go back.
615 guys, take a trip to Disney World.
Treating the boys to Disney World with our 615 guys money.
We'll get some of the mascots on the podcast.
Yeah. We'll have more than Casper next time.
We got any more news on the merch, Sean?
Not that I know of.
we should have started in late November. Yeah. Had it out.
So they can get Christmas gifts.
Christmas presents.
Honestly, a little earlier than that. Yeah. Probably takes a while.
Maybe I'll treat you guys just in 615 guys hoodies.
Mm. Should we do hoodies or shirts, or what do we think?
Probably start off with shirts.
Shirts for sure.
Shirts, I mean, but none of those shirts are comfy.
People would buy hoodies. People would buy hoodies.
The like custom made shirts are never comfy. Custom made hoodies, those can be fine.
Yeah,
I would prefer a hoodie.
Yeah, I like the hoodies. I say hoodies.
Yeah,
we'll see. We'll see what the people want because we are a pod for the people.
Yeah, I thought about posting a poll the other day, but I didn't know what to say on it. So I was like, you know what? I'll pass.
Maybe you can do it now. Now that we have the time, they have the chance.
Yeah, hoodie or T-shirt.
Yeah. I guarantee you hoodie's going to win, though.
Yeah, I'm more of a hoodie guy myself.
You're more of a Doggos. Jersey guy.
Yeah, 6-5 guys jersey.
That would be pretty cool. But we could.
Once we sponsor
we still have to get the
team.
Custom flag in.
Yeah, you need to order that.
I don't know why this just made me think of this. Whenever you're talking about like, all like the different countries and everything, it brought me back to our 8th grade year when we were all in Washington.
Your 8th grade year when someone commanded people on the bus to like... clean or something.
That's a story for another time.
I don't remember the exact quote.
If you know, you know. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, if you know, you know.
Oh, that's funny.
But whenever we went to Chinatown for lunch that one day, do you remember that?
Orange chicken was so good.
Yeah, that place was so good.
Oh,
so,
my
mine
God.
Mine was terrible.
It was
you
so
got,
good.
Like, some, I got like, something weird, really like, bad. It had like onions stuff in it.
It wasn't like that fake orange chicken you get like the Chinese restaurant.
Well, because no, so Chinatown, like in a big city, is like legit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like, it's not like your Panda Express. Yeah. It's like your legit Chinese food.
Hey, Panda Express is good, though.
Panda, I love Panda Express. No diss to this.
Yeah, it's good, but like, this was just
on a different level.
Yeah.
And so we were looking for a good Chinese restaurant to go to for lunch. And keep in mind, there's like, what?
There's 10 of us. Eight, 10, yeah. Something like
eight or
there's
10,
a lot of us.
8 or 10 teenage kids.
Like 13.
Yeah, we're in the 8th grade.
We're just walking around Chinatown, just us.
Middle of Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And we go to like the three different... We went to quite a few different restaurants.
Yeah, we scavenged.
Well, some people went to McDonald's, and I'm like...
Yeah,
well,
yeah. That's what a lot of people
doing?
Did.
Like, you're in D.C.
Yeah, you're in Chinatown. You got to go somewhere. Like, somewhere, get some good Chinese.
Now, it was like a Chinese-themed McDonald's. That kind of
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
But like...
Chicken fried chicken nuggets.
With rice.
With rice.
But we went to a couple of different restaurants, and some of them were like absolutely packed. And then the other ones that we went to that weren't very packed legit had like, it was like those fancy restaurants where you get like one piece of chicken and it's like $90.
Yeah, they gave us like, what, $10 or something?
Yeah, it wasn't much.
Well, no, yeah, they gave you like $10, and then like they gave you like your wallet you had with money.
Yeah,
obviously.
you could spend your money, but yeah. They only gave us $10 to like have.
Yeah.
And spend.
And so we were down at like our final restaurant, and it looked like it didn't look like a crazy fancy.
Why didn't
place.
Y'all eat in the White House?
There was really nobody there.
There wasn't anybody there. That's what kind of made it like weird.
Yeah, it was sketch.
So, I remember Luke walked in. Luke just jaywalked. He just went across and dodged a bunch of traffic, and he said, "I'll get our table." And so we get in there, and he's like, "Hey, they got a table for us." And we're like, "Sweet, you know, this is good. This is going to be good."
I don't remember any of this.
I remember
what was this trip for? Like, why did y'all go?
It was just an 8th grade trip.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's cool.
Like, a lot of schools have an 8th grade trip to D.C.
Yeah. Like, Winfrey does it, like, every year.
Yeah, they did it.
This was spring break.
We almost went to the Adventure Science Center my 8th grade year. Almost.
But I remember Luke got us the table, and we walked, like, over the crosswalk and everything. And we walk in, and this place is dead silent.
Yeah.
Cloth on the table, like, all, like, the waiters and waitresses are, like, all, like, in suits and
yeah,
everything.
I remember that.
And we're like, what did we just get into? Because he already got our table, and we were just sitting down. So we sat down, they hand us all our food, our menus and everything. And it was one of those places when you took one sip of water, they went ahead and refilled it.
Yeah, no, that's what I remember. Like, they had three.
Because y'all were the only customers.
They had, like, three waiters waiting us. And I'm just like, yo, like, go away.
Yeah. They're just like
hovering,
just
over,
looking.
Like,
us.
Yeah, like, while I was eating, I looked to my right, and they're just looking at me.
We were like right at the front, too, weren't we?
Yeah, we were right at the entrance. Like, you walked in the entrance, and our table was the first thing on the left.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, everyone's just, like, standing around looking at us.
Now, that food was amazing. It was worth every,
it was so good.
Every penny of that thing, but it was so good. It was just a very awkward situation for 10, 13-year-old boys at a. Fancy restaurant in the middle of Washington, D.C.
Good times, man. I remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you remember that,
man? It was crazy. Restaurant was so good. China, D.C.
Well, we walked into one restaurant, and it was a nicer restaurant. We didn't realize it, so it's like upstairs. We walk upstairs, we poke our heads up to look. And
I do remember that.
Everybody in there, there was probably 30 people in there just turning and look dead at us.
this is not weird. Right.
We go back down the steps and leave.
Weren't they like all dressed up?
Yeah, they all had suits on.
Did y'all get to go in the White House?
No.
No, we were supposed to, weren't we?
No, we weren't even supposed to.
Oh, I thought we were.
But, like, that was the most overrated part of the whole trip. Was
yeah,
the
it, was, it was.
Because we sat
the gate.
We got to stand outside the gate and
you
look at the White House.
You that picture El Chapo took. That's one of the hardest pictures ever. He was, like, the world's, like, most wanted man, and he took a picture in front of the White House while he was, like, the most wanted man in the world. That's hard.
That's funny.
If I'm ever the most wanted man on the planet, I'm going to take a picture directly. I'll find the picture for y'all. It's a pretty iconic picture.
But yeah, I did like all the Lincoln stuff, like Forge Theater. That stuff was pretty cool.
He took this picture while he was like the most wanted.
Oh,
man.
I've seen that picture.
I have seen that.
Yeah. That'd be a cool album cover.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's going to be our episode cover.
I do remember the house that he died in. It stunk so bad.
They said the bed was like
who
the
died
bed
in?
He died in.
Because
they haven't washed the sheets or anything.
Yeah,
like the blood,
Lincoln?
Lincoln. Like the bed that Lincoln died on, the blood stain is still on
that's
the pillowcase.
Disgusting.
It's cool, but it's disgusting.
That. Yeah, disgusting.
Hey, Carl, Lincoln just got killed on this bed. What should we do? Nah, leave it. Little kids from Winford Bryant one day
eighth
coming
graders
here.
Are gonna love it.
Eighth graders are going to love this right here, Carl. This is some good stuff right here. That's what they did with fossils. Dinosaurs. Like, well, this looks like a good spot to be discovered one day.
So, who do we think is going to win the college football playoffs?
No, Alabama, they suck.
I think Alabama.
I'm going Cincy.
Cincinnati,
that
Michigan
would be nice.
Championship.
Yeah.
That would be horrible.
Hoppy would be happy.
No, but I for real think Georgia's going to win. Just because they want it bad.
Yeah, they're fueled.
That's just me.
Well, they're fueled with COVID right now.
I thought that was y'all. I heard Alabama.
No, there's nothing to do in Alabama. They're just in their houses.
Yeah.
Nothing to do in Cincinnati either.
Yeah, that's what I was quoting. Joe Burrow, when asked, like, how aren't y'all getting COVID? He was like, well, there's nothing to do here.
Yeah.
So we're not out visiting people because there's nothing to do. Just sneak this into the city.
He's from there, too. He's not even like.
Because Ohio is boring.
But no, I think it's going to be a Bama-Michigan championship game. That's my opinion.
Oh, you so you're
Michigan?
Just going out and
I would
Georgia's
like
going to lose to
Michigan? I like Michigan.
Yeah, I think Michigan.
You make it sound like Michigan's
upset Georgia.
Bad.
They are.
They're hot. So, I mean, I think I'm rolling with Michigan.
Georgia by 13. It'll probably be like 26 to 13.
No. I think Georgia will win, but I think Michigan's good.
They're good at defense.
You could make an argument either way, but I actually think Michigan's going to end up winning.
Georgia's an 8.5-point favorite, which is pretty large.
Yeah, it is large.
I think Alabama's going to go back to their Auburn day. And
Alabama's
suck.
A 13.5-point favorite.
To be fair, you can't say that they played awful that game, but they always play a weird game versus Auburn every year.
Yeah,
like,
but do they do that and lose to Texas A&M? Right?
Is that but
A&M's a top four team if they were healthy the whole year. A&M dropped out of their bowl game.
I saw that.
I don't respect.
And I also think that would be
Vanderbilt's chance.
It's very stupid that the NCAA announced today that you can if the other team gets like enough players to have COVID and have to drop out,
you win.
Like NC State. They get dropped out.
Like,
and
what is that number?
So, like, in the championship, if Alabama doesn't get COVID and Michigan, Cincinnati, and Georgia all do, Alabama wins the national championship by forfeit.
Like, what? Like
instead of delaying the game?
I don't know.
They can't delay it?
Instead of delaying it, they're just going to
cancel it.
What?
Yeah. I thought that was really stupid.
Yeah, because
like,
why would
really
you give a solution that makes sense? That's not how these things work.
Well, the NCAA always.
Alabama to win.
Yeah.
They always do that.
It's COVID. Anybody can have it. Can happen to anybody.
Yeah, I mean, it could happen to Alabama.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. But
Cincinnati wins by forfeit.
Is that only
just like
if, like all
UCF?
The,
they're gonna win.
Is that
self-claim.
Is that if only all the schools get it, or is it just?
So like no,
I just know for
say,
the
like,
championship, you can win it by forfeit. They're not going to delay the games if your team can't play. You
that's
lose.
That's any game though. Like let's say like Georgia's getting it pretty bad right now. So let's say they have enough people to where they have to forfeit. Then Michigan wins by forfeit and moves on to the championship game.
But they'll be fine. The game's not for another week or
no,
week
I know they'll
half.
Be fine, but I'm just saying we also thought NC State was fine, and then it came out all of a sudden that they had COVID and they are getting kicked out of the College World Series and Vanderbilt moves on to the national championship.
Yeah, stupid.
Still salty about that.
They ended up winning it, didn't they?
Who?
Vandy.
No, Mississippi State.
Mississippi State, that's right.
They did, okay.
And Mississippi State's ranked 8th in the preseason rankings, even though they won the championship.
It was the year before that they won it.
Yeah.
Vandy. Right?
Yeah, they beat, like, Michigan. They beat Michigan in the championship.
Yeah, but technically, the year before last got canceled from COVID.
Well, yeah, the last full year.
Yeah. The last time there was an national championship game before
Vandy was the winner.
Yeah, they beat Michigan, and I think that was the year where they played the Louisville guy.
Luke Smith?
Yeah.
Gave a nice little
nice little hello there, like Tom Brady did to whoever they played sidelines last week. What'd they play?
The Saints.
Yes.
I know. Yeah. I know one thing Tom Brady's asking for Christmas. That's a new Microsoft tablet.
And new receivers.
Do they have to like pay for those?
I mean,
if he has to pay for that, that's like a penny to him. So it doesn't matter.
He should have to.
It's the team. He didn't break it. It was already broken.
Oh.
I mean, I'm sure he broke it, but like in the video where he's tossing it, it was already broken.
You could tell.
Yeah, I could tell that, but I figured he just broke it.
Yeah, I mean, that thing's probably, I don't know. Even if it's $100,000, that's nothing to him, and they're probably like $500.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, I mean, that's just, he makes that much money. He makes $500 in as long as it took me to say this sentence. Like, he's already made $500, so.
It's crazy whenever you see like those big time contracts people make and they break it down by like the second and minute.
It's like $1.57 a second. Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't even have that much money. In
after I just
years.
Ate Wendy's.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's unfair.
Must be nice.
But
hey, that'll be
that'll
one
be
day.
A, yeah, I was about to
that'll
say.
That'll be the pod one day.
How many people are that good at football? So it's the thing.
Yeah, but you can't predict stuff like that. Like, Mahomes just signed the biggest contract ever. And
he
is
hearing
this
that.
Year.
Biggest contract ever.
Yep. Like, and he's only been the second best quarterback in the league and won a is in the Pro Bowl. Actually, that's kind of okay number.
They're like 10-4, aren't they?
Yeah, they're the number one team in the AFC.
Yeah, I mean, they're not doing bad.
Well, they're not doing bad, obviously, but I mean.
They've won seven in a row.
If you compare him to his past years, he's playing
a lot. He just hasn't. A lot of picks. Super, the picks are not his fault.
No, they're not his fault.
That just got through his receiver's hands. They're selling him.
I think I watched a video like a couple weeks ago, probably about a week ago, of all of the picks he's thrown and which ones were his fault.
Yeah, and it's like three.
Like less than half were his fault. Yeah. The rest were like bouncing off
now,
his receivers.
He makes up for it by passes that should be picked that aren't because he probably leads the league in those. If you actually watch a Chiefs game, he'll throw several passes that's like, eek, and then they're just dropped. And then he'll throw a dot, like no look, on the sidelines, and Tyreek will drop it, and the DB will pick it off. Mm-hmm. Tyreek made the Pro Bowl this year, too. I don't know if that was...
Yeah, I saw that. There was quite a few snubs, I thought, this year.
Yeah.
I felt like Cordell Patterson should have gotten in.
Yeah, over Kamara. I love Kamara, but he...
It doesn't matter now, but I also think the Godwin should have gotten in.
Yeah, but who's he getting an in over? Debo, Jefferson, Cooper Kupp.
Did Ja'Marr Chase make it?
Yeah. NFC. NFC was Devontae Adams, Cooper Kupp, Justin Jefferson, and Debo Samuel.
Those are pretty good guys, right?
Yeah, there. But didn't Adams not play a lot this year?
Adams maybe missed a single game.
Yeah, I thought he missed a couple games.
Last year Adams was really good.
He played pretty much every game.
I always said Adams was better than Hopkins. That was my
opinion.
Hopkins
has
really
been out the whole season.
Yeah. He really is.
Pretty much.
But even when like people, whenever people were saying Michael Thomas was the best in the league, that was just absolute
What's going on with him now? What is he doing?
He's just a B-word. He had season-ending surgery, even though he could have had it like 6 months ago.
No, he had it in the offseason, then he was scheduled to come back specifically.
He waited until like the week before the season to get surgery. And then... He's probably like, I don't know. I don't like him. And he went to Ohio State.
Well, I don't think the Saints really needed him this year anyways. They've been fine without him.
Well, their offense is just terrible either way.
Yeah, well, they have Taysom Hill as their quarterback. I mean, what do you expect?
Not this week. They're actually starting Ian Book this week on Monday Night Football.
He's awful.
Because Taysom Hill has COVID, so.
Well, Taysom Hill didn't do terrible.
He's not like a true quarterback in the NFL, though.
He's not a quarterback.
He's just kind of like one of those like guys in high school. You got to fill in a quarterback position, so you just kind of find like your most athletic guy.
He probably played quarterback in high school, but just ran the ball all the time.
Yeah.
Just an option guy.
So Ian Book's playing.
He's good to have.
I read that. I don't know if that's 100% true.
I had my fantasy defense earlier was playing the Saints, but I dropped him because it was like, well, you know, I don't really want them playing the Saints. But if Ian Book's their quarterback.
100%. You
Denton, are you going to get last place in the regular season of fantasy and the tournament?
No. I won my first game of the tournament. So
no, you didn't. I beat you.
Well,
remember?
You're right.
There will be a one-way this week.
Well, I read it wrong.
It was so funny. Denton was projecting 130 points, like halfway through.
Like 110.
And then he ended up scoring 102.
Yeah. Me and Cooper are playing for last place.
Yep.
There will be a day in the near future, I don't know when, that you'll see Denton Dotson on the side of the road with an I suck at fantasy football sign.
Yep. And then I'll have a Super Bowl trophy in my other hand for my other league. So take it as you wish.
Didn't your Steelers get a good win last Sunday?
Well, we were playing a bad team, so I mean, yeah. Yeah, we shouldn't be. Y'all just kept turning over. Yeah, we play the Chiefs this week.
The Titans have...
going to be fun.
So there goes that nice feeling.
The Titans have yet to lose to a team for the sole purpose of them getting outplayed.
Yeah. Other than the Cardinals week one.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Well, Big Ben is 7-0 after a debut of a live-action Spider-Man movie. So, I mean, y'all, no harm to y'all.
Yeah, I mean,
that's just
inevitable.
You couldn't help it. It was destiny.
I saw that TikTok, and I sent it to all y'all.
Yeah.
And as soon as that happened, y'all just, like, flipped the switch, and we, like, turned off the switch.
There was no hope. It was just, you couldn't help it. No matter what, you aren't coming out on top. I mean, you could tell.
That is pretty weird how that's happened, though.
Yeah.
That's kind of similar, though, to how...
Just like Spider-Man.
That's kind of similar, though, to how it was like every other year. Like, if Bama didn't win the national championship, the Patriots would have won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And when the Patriots, like, didn't win the Super Bowl, Bama won the national... It was, like, one of those, like, weird deals.
Another thing is that the Super Bowl winning team, like, the last, like, 6 years, their bye week has gone up one week.
One. I saw that, yeah.
So, like, 6 years ago, the team's bye week was week 8, and then the next year, the Super Bowl champion, their bye week was week 9. Next year is week 10. And the teams this year, the options are, like, the Patriots, the Bills, the Colts, Jets, and the Lions. But the Patriots are on there. Patriots are trash. Mac Jones is not a...
He's a rookie.
He's not a... He's a game manager.
He's the best rookie quarterback.
Any of those quarterbacks would have success in the system he's put in. He's got the best pass offensive line in the NFL. He can literally win a game throwing two passes.
one game.
I saw, I forgot what like show it was, but they were betting on how many times Mac Jones would have to throw the ball in order for the Patriots to win this week. And the numbers were like 10, 12,
two.
11. Like it was like... The fact that these are actually like realistic numbers, and your quarterback can throw the ball 10 times, and you still have a realistic chance of win, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, but just, you know, he's not the reason why they're winning.
I mean, what's like the average though?
The average quarterback probably throws about 27 passes a game.
Yeah, anywhere between like 25 and like
50.
30. Well, yeah, but usually
25-30 range. I feel like it's like your like average quarterback.
Yeah,
that's like the lower, I think.
Pick a random team, Sean.
The Packers.
Okay.
Oh, they.
Aaron.
Well, obviously they're gonna.
Yeah,
Aaron Rodgers
does
a lot. Aaron Rodgers
probably be like 35.
This past week, threw 31 passes. Yeah. Huntley on the Ravens threw 40.
Yeah,
which is crazy. He's actually good.
Just passing.
He played a really good game.
Lamar.
Yeah, I didn't play Marquise Brown because I thought they'd run the ball a lot.
Well, they don't have a running game.
Yeah, since Dobbins was out.
Teddy B and Joe Burrow both threw 22, but Drew Locke also played, and he threw 12.
What's the status on him? Didn't he get carted off, Teddy Bridgewater?
Yeah, he had a really bad concussion. He's okay. Well, I mean, he's not, like, dead or anything. I don't know if he's, like, okay. Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy B is ruled out. That's all it says. He was released from the hospital.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I like Teddy B. Let's check another random game. Falcons 49ers. Matt Ryan threw 32 passes. Jimmy G threw 23. So, yeah.
All right. Well.
Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas.
I guess we could have thought about that the entire episode. We kind of just now realized it. But we hope everyone, since this is this being released on Christmas Day?
On Christmas Day.
It will be released on Christmas Day.
We maybe could have started with that. Maybe we can toss this to the beginning. But Merry Christmas to all you 615 Guys listeners. We hope you guys stay safe for the holidays and have a great rest of your day, depending on when you're listening to this. Maybe you've already had Christmas. We hope everyone's Christmas is great. Stay safe. You guys are our Christmas presents. Each and every one of you listening to our episodes
absolutely
is our Christmas. And thank you guys, and Merry Christmas from all of us.
Merry Christmas. Our Christmas gift can also be our, since our pod is officially 20 episodes.
20 episodes. Old. Yes.
I got the hiccups. Can't even talk now. But yeah, we want to thank all y'all for tuning in for the first 20 episodes. It's been a great ride so far. can't wait for the next 20.
Make sure you put this on Christmas morning when you're opening your Santa presents.
Open your presents.
Put this podcast on. Listen to it with your family.
Maybe you got some new AirPods. You know, you want to try them out.
You want to try them out. Listen to the episode. Just have a Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, and Merry Christmas. We'll make sure to talk to y'all again after Christmas because, you know, we're back.
We guarantee it.
We are back, and we are better than ever.
Right. Happy Hanukkah.
Yes, yes, yes. We don't want to be denominational. Happy Hanukkah, or just whatever you celebrate. Happy holidays, everyone. Stay safe, and 615 guys out.
See ya.